Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the Restaurant Boss himself, Ryan Bromfin.
Hey, restaurant owners and operators. In today's video, we're going to address what is great customer service, great restaurant customer service, and how do you get your team to do it? Hey everybody, Ryan Bromfin here, author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, founder of therestaurantboss.com, clickbacon.com, scalemyrestaurant.com, and like I said, author of the book, Make It Happen. And I want to talk today about customer service. What is great customer service? Great restaurant customer service. And how do you get your team to do it? How do you get your team to create the customer service and the experience that you want? I get phone calls from restaurant owners all the time that say to me, Ryan, when I'm there, things run smoother. When I'm there, I'm able to take care of the guests. When I'm there, I'm able to solve problems. But when I'm gone, that's when the complaints come in online. That's when there's issues. That's when I get notes on my desk saying, I need to call this person because this happened, or I need to call this person because this happened. And they say, how come I can't get my team to follow the same customer service or to treat guests the way that I do when I'm here? Before we get into the details of this video, I want to offer you an opportunity to watch this video back on our website. If you're watching this on YouTube or on Facebook, we love you. Thank you for finding us, but head over to therestaurantboss.com to watch this video. There'll be a link in the description of the video taking you directly to this video on our website where we have some additional bonus content for you so you can go even deeper on this topic. All right, so now that you're on our website watching this, let's address this customer service challenge. The first thing that I want to talk about here, or probably the most important thing that I want to talk about here, is that great customer service is not something that's easy to train on. I'm going to teach you a way here today, but the challenge is we get angry and we get frustrated that we can't teach our team customer service, that our team isn't good at customer service. So the first thing I want to do is I want us to think about, what is great customer service? What makes you good and someone else not good at customer service? And if we really think about it, it's doing a lot of very specific things well. It's hard to pinpoint one thing that says, oh, that right there is great customer service. I know there's people who've written books and slogans and sayings that'll be like, great customer service is this one idea, sticking to this one idea, whatever that is. And that's wonderful, but you can't train on that. It's like fairy dust. It's magical. What you can train on is how to answer the phone properly, how to greet a guest at the cashier station properly, how to seat a guest properly, how to handle a complaint if there is one, how to fix an issue with an order that someone placed, how to sell a specific drink that you want them to sell that is a delicious drink that makes their meal better. How to enhance the guest experience by adding avocado to their burger or by adding dessert, whatever it is. All of those are things that are trainable that lead to a great customer service experience. So when I work with owners, I ask them to come up with a list like that for them of how do you want your guests greeted on the phone? How do you want your guests walk to the table? What is the first thing, the second thing, the third thing, the fourth thing, the fifth thing that happens to a guest sitting at a table? Are they greeted? Are they brought to their table by the host, then greeted by their server and a drink order is taken? Then they come back with the drinks to order their entrees, right? Or when is bread dropped? When are tortilla chips dropped, et cetera, et cetera? Once we know those steps, then we just have to create a training document for each one of those and train our team how to do them properly. And then we will have great customer service. You know, people say like Chick-fil-A is, how are they a quick service restaurant that has such great customer service? But everything is trained to them. They're trained to say my pleasure instead of you're welcome. They're trained to walk the dining room and notice if someone has dirty food or needs more sauces. They're trained to ask if people want refills. They're trained to how to do the refill, whatever it is. That is all stuff that they are trained on. It's in their operations manual. Their team leaders train them on it. They test them on it. They ensure that they're doing it. And then the culmination of all of that, people doing the right things, using the right scripts, doing it at the right time, you create great customer service. So go ahead and check out this website or this video back on our website if you haven't already, because there's some more content in the blog below this video, as well as an opportunity for you to download some of the exact training documents that I use with my clients to help them create great customer service in their restaurant. Hey, I hope you enjoyed this week's video, and I look forward to bringing you another one next week just like this. Remember, systems create freedom, freedom creates value, and value creates scale. I love every single one of you crazy restaurant owners. And don't forget to grab your free copy of Make It Happen also at our website. Have an amazing day. Bye-bye. Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help, and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gronfen. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.